you worship Zeus and you be a Greek and get your surgery, or we'll torture you really slowly until you're dead. And your children first before your eyes. You know, the Antiochus made a stark choice. For some Jews, that wasn't a hard decision. They were already assimilated into the Greek culture. They were like, well, that's a no-brainer. Let's see, do I want wealth, power, and recognition by a king, or do I want to be tortured and watch my children die? Gee, that's a hard decision, isn't it? Well, what do you think? Are we going to be put in that position too? Is it a no-brainer? You know, Jesus said, do not fear the ones that can kill your body and do nothing more. He said, fear the one that after having killed your body can also throw your soul into hell. Those are his exact words. A little harsh, but a little true, you know. So here's the thing. What do we have now that unites the entire world under one language? What is happening right before our eyes? There is a messianic, the answer, in case your answers didn't come out on the tape, is the World Wide Web, is a national unifying communication system. Would you agree? In itself, it is neither good nor evil. It's technology. It can be used for good and has been. It will be used for unbelievable evil. It's already being used for incredible evil, but will be used for much, much worse ensnarement, entrapment, and policing of everything we do later. But it will get worse. But itself, it's not good or evil. It's like the Greek culture. But all human good, all human knowledge apart from God, as good as it might seem, is evil because it's apart from him. You hear scientists and talking heads every day on the news spouting out enormous pieces of knowledge. Do you know that all the knowledge of mankind on the earth now doubles every few weeks? There's like an explosion, a logarithmic explosion of the level of knowledge because of the internet. It used to be it took hundreds and hundreds of years for mankind's knowledge to double. Now it takes just a couple weeks. Remember Daniel said in the last days knowledge will increase and many will run to and fro. Travel will increase, knowledge will increase. But apart from God, there's nothing good. There's no life. Even a good invention isn't good apart from God. You know? I've had a lot of health problems all my life, and people are always saying to me, oh, try this, try this, try this, and they all have some little Eastern flair to them. I go, no, if God doesn't heal me, that's a shame. You know, I am not doing some Eastern thing to heal my body. Even though everybody's saying, but Jill, it helped this person, and my father did it, and Christians are doing it, and it's like, I'm not doing it, it's a cult. I'm not doing it, you know? Let God heal me, and he has healed me. I had to wait, but he healed me, you know? So, anyway, I don't know why I said that. The technology. There's a messianic Jewish violinist named Maurice Sklar. I don't know if he's not like widely known, but he's a very anointed violinist. He had a vision in Dallas, Texas in early 1980s. Now, there was no internet back then as far as I know. I don't even know if WWW existed in the early 80s. Some of you might, I don't think so. He had a vision where he saw the entire earth and he saw an electronic web covering the entire earth, like what he called it a geodesic dome, which for those of you who have seen Buckminster Fuller's sculpture of a geodesic dome, it's like a whole, like thousands of either octagons or hexagons that like link together in a web and just cover the entire earth. Does any, I don't know if anybody knows what the shape, if it's an octagon. I'm looking at all the okay. Anyway, he saw this covering the earth and he didn't know what that was because there was no World Wide Web at that time. And the Lord said to him, this is an electronic web which will cover the entire earth. In the beginning, it will be used for great good, but then it will be used to ensnare and entrap many. It will be used for great evil. Okay. Well, you know. And see, isn't the internet the culmination of all of the knowledge of man at your fingertips? Isn't it a unifying language? And what the Lord showed Maurice Sklar in this astonishing vision, which I can reprint for you, is that the way God made sound and light, it's God made waves. Our God is an analog, not a digital God. He made waves, for those of you that are technical, waves are like, light is in waves, and sound is in waves. And waves are the way God transmits sound. Waves are the way God transmits energy and light and information. That's his way. But mankind, now Maurice learned this from God and talked to digital scientists about this. I'm not like just making this up. Mankind chopped up those analog waves into hundreds of thousands of tiny vertical fragments of data that are called binary code or digital. Like with digital, everything's yes or no, on or off, positive or negative. It's just digital data is like thousands of tiny fragments that make up that wave. So all the world is united under this unified language, which is digital information. It's not evil in itself, but it is not the form of communication that God himself created. He created waves. And man, this is a system of man. Now, we all use it, okay? Christians use it for good. It's a the technology is not evil, but what will be done with that World Wide Web is entrapment and ensnarement of the whole world. And when you read the book of Revelation about the beast and how he can see everyone on earth and whether they're worshiping her, I mean, it doesn't really take that much prophetic genius to think in our technology today how a beast system could actually speak to us through our computers and even have a camera that sees our response. It's not that hard to picture. It's not far-fetched. If I had said this in the 1980s, it would have sounded like, you know, Star Trek reads the book of Revelation, you know. But now, does it seem that far-fetched? No. And, you know, Lot and his family had to flee. If you would look at Luke 17 for a minute. Before we read from Luke 17, I've said a lot, I probably have. Do you have any questions or comments? I mean, this probably raises a lot of thoughts. I want to open it up. So, yeah.
I was thinking the whole digital thing is merely trying to copy what was. Mm-hmm. And that's what it never gets it quite exact. Mm-hmm. It's just pieces, like you said.
Fragments.
Pieces of the truth.
Right. So it's an imitation of what God made.